there was this darkness that was approaching me, and I could see that there were eyes in it.
In the darkness.
In the darkness. As I'm climbing my bed, like, immediately I'm being lifted up, and I'm thinking, is it rapture? We entered this part of heaven where, like, I could see the doors that they were heavy. And then immediately when he says, come, let me show you the secrets of heaven. And then he said, this is the calendar that we work with here in heaven. This is 2025, the day of the rapture. He said, it's a rapture. Exactly. That's the first thing that came. Then suddenly I see Jesus.
Wait, what? Why is nobody else coming up with any other date? Why is it these days? And why is it 2 days?
Yeah.
So you basically describing how rapture will happen. Hola, Sun Fam, and welcome to another one. It is such a blessing to have you here. Welcome to I've Been Through the Most podcast right here on YouTube. And of course, we are not only on YouTube, we are also available on our digital platforms. But before that, please make sure that if you are watching via YouTube, that you join the family by simply subscribing. Yes, we are trying to grow our family and reach a target, a reachable target, right?
Yeah, it's possible.
Of 500K subscribers. We are well on our way. As we celebrated 400K subscribers. Can you get a So thank you for joining the family. It's absolutely free. Yeah. And if you have not subscribed, this is the perfect moment to do that. Also give this video a big thumbs up and make sure as you are watching, you are commenting, liking and interacting on the episode.
Yeah, as Eno said, this is I've Been Through the Most podcast. And welcome if you're listening to us on Spotify or Apple Podcast. Absolutely love enjoying the audio version of it.
I know.
It sounds very different, especially when I'm driving. I'm just picturing the guests and, you know, the vibe in the studio, how it was. Now, I'm not going to talk too much because the guest today has a very rich story. I'll put it that way. And I cannot wait to hear what she has to say. She drove all the way from another province.
Can you imagine?
So, you know what? We're going to give her an opportunity to talk. Mamfeng, you are welcome to the show.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for having me, guys, in such a short notice.
And thank you for driving all the way.
Yeah.
Tell us who you are and where you come from.
Okay, my name is Hlengwe Mchunu. I'm from KZN and I'm based in Ladysmith. That is just about me. Then I can tell more on my background, like growing up even as a child.
Okay,
basically I would say growing up as a child, like even in my early ages, my mom would tell me stories that you know, she'll be attacked by spirits. Maybe she'll find herself sleepwalking and then they'll be telling her to draw me maybe outside in the stones and stuff. Maybe she'll be awakened by my scream or me crying. So when I grew up, like, I wouldn't sleep with my mom because she was being attacked. So there was this, you know, when they say when God has placed something on you, even the evil, they know, even before you know about yourself what is happening. So I grew up like that. And then my background as a child, especially when my mom was still training as a teacher. So I was living with relatives at that time.
Okay.
So I'll find myself maybe, let's say maybe I have to wake up, like you have to feed the child. At that time, maybe I was around 3-4 years old. And then they'll just say, take her outside so that she'll wake up. And mind you, it's in the rural areas.
Outside.
It's dark. Yes. Maybe I'll be there outside maybe for about 15-20 minutes.
Yeah.
Because if I'm crying, they'll be like, oh, you're still crying. You're sitting there. So I'll be like, you know, crying like that. So this one night, basically, this is my first encounter with God. You know, we go through things, and at the end of the day, God has a plan and a purpose.
Right.
So this one night, when I was there outside crying and stuff, there was this darkness that was approaching me, and I could see that there were eyes in it.
In the darkness.
In the darkness. Immediately, when it reached me, it's like I couldn't even see my fingers or anything. There was something that was rotating within that darkness, telling me to shut up, you know. Immediately, when it was doing that, there was this light that came. It was brighter than the light of the day that came. And that light was able to hold my heart to and told me, like, to peace, be still.
Wow.
And then the first thing that he told me was, sit down and look up. So when I was sitting down and looking up, that was the first time I had an encounter with God to see him. Sure. Because I saw someone who's sitting at the chair like this, on that his arms were on the armrest like this.
Yeah.
It was so glorious, but I couldn't see his face.
Yeah.
One thing that fascinated me about it is that there were two angels this side and two. And then they will fly this side and the other one this side. When they were flying, they will illuminate this light. It was more of a shooting star, but it had more colors than a shooting star.
And then, like firecrackers.
Yes. And mind you, at the time, we didn't have firecrackers, so because I was young. So it was the most beautiful thing that I've like ever noticed. Exactly. So it was like that. When they reach on both sides, they will bow down and say something. And then behind him, there were so many angels. Like, I could see in the sky that I could even, I can't see as in how far.
They went on and on.
Yeah, there were so many angels. And then he introduced himself and he said that I'm your God. Okay. But then I was sitting there, I was looking at that. I'm telling you, at that day, like they opened the door too fast for me because I still wanted to be there just to watch and what was happening. So even when days went by, it's like I'll be looking at them. When are you taking me outside? I want to go and look. Because like...
As a child.
Yeah. So it started from there. That was
probably like the most beautiful thing you've seen ever.
So from then, I wasn't afraid of darkness and everything. They stopped taking me outside. So I'll get a chance if maybe my aunt is going outside. I'll be like, can I go with you? Because I'll be like, oh, it's so beautiful to me. Exactly. You know. So that was my first encounter. Even then, around that time, I will see angel.
I actually wanted to ask you, so you're experiencing all of these, you know, incredible encounters, I would say.
Angelic visitation.
How old were you at the time?
I'm around the ages of 3-4 at that time. Okay.
And you can remember that?
I could remember because it was, you know, it's something that was like I've never seen.
Unique experience.
Exactly. Yeah. Even up to this day, I've never had the experience that I had when I was a child. So it stayed with me for such a long time. Because I remember the first time I'll see like demonic creatures in this instance, because I would see angels,
yes.
But I remember this one time we were playing, and you know when you in the rural areas, they will cook with these big pots that are black.
Outside,
yes.
Yeah.
I think that they were cooking this porridge, or they wanted to do this African beer thing.
Oh.
Yes. So we were playing, and then we entered that room. Immediately when we entered, I noticed this like, black creatures, but I can't see their face. It's like it's deep darkness that has no end to it, because I'm trying to look, who are these people, because I don't recognize them here at home. And as I was passing, one of them, they're both speaking, the other one is saying, you push her yourself, and the other one is like, you push her yourself. And then immediately they pushed me inside that boiling porridge, and there was power from above that pulled me, because I could feel the heat. It was just on my face like that. The only thing that entered, it was one of my hands. And
so did you actually burn?
One of my hands. But it healed so, because one of my hands and the skin was off, but it healed so fast that within 2 weeks I couldn't tell which hand burned. Within 2 weeks,
you're
couldn't tell.
Healed.
I was completely.
And this is not an accident. This is simply because these two demons pushed
me. They pushed me because I was trying to look into their faces. Who are these? Because like I don't recognize them.
They don't look like human.
No, it's like it's just deep darkness, you know. So that was that, like as a child. Then around the ages, I would say maybe of 6-7, because at that time my mom was finished with training as a teacher. So the environment was good. Now I was staying with my mom, with my uncles and my grandma. The environment was good. It was a Christian family. So around the time I had the first visitation, I would say, you know, when we say we are a spirit and we live in the body, it's different having a dream and a vision and God taking you to that place. So actually what happened is that he took me, and then in this place it was so flooded and people were on roofs, and then he told me that this is Mozambique. And it was, there was this woman who was on the tree. She was about to give birth. And when she was about to give birth like that, she's about to deliver. And I could see that the child will fall into the water. And as I was screaming like that, and then God says, don't worry, help is coming for her. And then there was a helicopter that came. It was a white man and delivered the baby. So it's the next morning. It feels like exactly hours day. But then the thing is, I only know the place that we live in. I don't even know, does Mozambique exist except for the township where we live?
But you were taken, your spirit was taken.
Yes,
I
know.
So you're around 6 years old now.
Yes, I was around six.
So you are still having supernatural experiences.
Exactly. And another thing, remember when you're a child, you're being told that kids, they arrive with an helicopter. You don't know that
exactly
a woman. Exactly. So if I'm going to tell my grandma that I saw a woman giving birth, I was going to be seen as a naughty child. Yes, so I never...
Where did you see that?
Exactly. So I couldn't share it because I was confused about Mozambique. I was confused about this woman, a baby coming out of the woman on the tree. And what? Tell you what, 2 days later, everything played exactly as how I saw it. Now it's playing on TV, and we're watching it on the news, because it was playing almost the whole week. And it was the South African soldiers that went there to help Mozambique. And I saw it because they were wearing military clothes. Everything. And at that time, I couldn't say, I saw that, I went there. But I'm like, how did I go there? Because it's today. And then I saw it that other day, you know? So it was kind of confusing like that. And then a week later, my aunt, I'm accompanying my aunt. She's visiting her friend who was about to get married at that time. So she's preparing for her marriage. And then as we were there, greeting her and everything, immediately, I see her in a coffin, like on the day of her getting married. Yes, I see her on the coffin, and there's this spirit that is telling me that I should tell her that she will be poisoned, and this is the person who will poison her.
You're how old now?
Yeah,
I think I'm
still around seven, still around that time.
Because at that age, you yourself can't make sense of things like that.
Exactly. Of what
is
happening.
But you are seeing a coffin.
Yes, I'm seeing a coffin, and it's like I'm back and forth. And at the time, then the environment is like, okay, this is the environment that I'm in. The environment that I was at, it's not the environment, because this woman is in front of me. She's laughing. She's happy. She's sharing you know, we've already written the gifts and everything.
And on the contrary, that was such a dense moment.
Exactly.
Because it was. So now you're trying to figure out.
What's happening? Exactly. And at the same time, I can tell her that they will poison you. This is what is going to happen. This and this. Because she's in front of me.
You
she's
even
happy.
Know who is going to
exactly.
poison her.
I'm being told the name. Okay. And at that time, I remember I didn't want to tell her. What broke my heart is that when we separated with her, the same voice said to me, the same way that I showed you Mozambique last week, it will happen to her exactly as I showed you. So that was painful for me, because I didn't know, like, how do you see someone alive and then you're being told?
You're not matured enough, right?
Exactly.
Because you're a child to know how to prevent that from happening, right?
I couldn't.
Because when you're old, I guess you pray about it, you speak to someone.
Exactly.
She's just a child.
Know.
It's just
I
like,
didn't
okay,
know.
Whew,
Okay.
Okay, but let's continue. Yeah. But from that instance, because she did pass away, which broke me, like, I couldn't even tell anyone that I knew about it. Like, from then on, like, I started noticing that whatever I see, other people, they don't know. So I just started hiding it. Whatever that I'll see, I wouldn't tell anyone.
Because you see, it happens days later.
Yes, so then I remember as I was growing up, I would see the scriptures like passing in the sky, like they are written in gold. But when I read into the scriptures, maybe you read verse one, it is written in gold, like pray, 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 pray. You finish the scripture, you're going to the second scripture, is written pray, 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 pray. So I was like, okay, fine. I grew up, I learned to pray. Then from there, I'll kind of, if I see something, I'll pray for a person without even telling them that I'm praying for them. You know, I'll just keep it to myself and I'll know if when they are fine. If when they're having maybe demonic attacks and stuff, I wouldn't tell them. Okay. Until this one time, I'm grown now. I'm a mother and all. And then the Lord is showing me a woman that I'll meet along the way that I need to pray for this woman. And I'm like, I usually don't share this thing with people. But then I saw the woman exactly where the Lord said, I'll meet this woman. And she was with a young child at that time. And immediately when I gave her a lift, then the Lord led me to tell her a story. And I'm saying to her, you know what? When my son was a year old, there was 2 days where he would scream uncontrollably. And I say to her, I prayed about it. And on the third day, this is what happened. Because I saw, like, on the third day of him in between screamings, on the third day, I saw this, in Zulu we say it's Dokoloshe, but it was this short man with a beard and stuff. It was just demonic. I saw what the child was seeing. And then when I saw it, it just came on me and strangled me. As it was strangling me, I couldn't breathe. I couldn't do anything. Then I saw my spirit stirring in here, and then so powerfully. And then it was moving up. And as it is moving up, it is saying, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. As it is saying, in the name of Jesus.
Praying. Yes.
Exactly. Yes. While I can't breathe.
Breathe. Yes.
Okay. So it is saying, in the name of Jesus. By the time it got out, that Dokoloshe went out like in fire. But what amazed me about that experience is that there was this fire that was burning, that wasn't consuming the roof. Because even on the roof, there were so many of these demonic spirits that were there. It wasn't only that. Okay. So this fire was burning everything that was on the roof.
Yes.
And these spirits were screaming, getting out like so fast. And then after this fire like burned everything, and then it was lifted up. Okay. So I'm telling you this woman that story, and then she says to me, oh, and then I tell her that my son now is 14 years old. He never had that experience again. And then she says to me, I don't know why you're telling me this, but my child is going through the same thing. And then I tell her, okay, I'll pray for your child. Let me pray for your child now. Then your child will be fine. And I say, okay, fine. I gave her my number. I thought she would call maybe the following day that we slept well. She didn't call. She didn't call a week later. Months went by. She didn't call. I think almost after a year, she calls and she says, I'm sorry that I called so late. In fact, I'm even confirming that, are you human? I'm saying, why are you saying that? She said, because from that time, my child has been sleeping like peaceful. And she's saying, not only, hey, what I didn't tell you at that time is that all the children in our village, they were being attacked by the same spirit. And that's what all we mothers will talk about when we take our children to visit the clinic.
So by association.
Exactly.
By the fact that you prayed for this woman and her child.
Then it stopped everything. The entire village.
Come on,
the entire village. And she's saying that I always tell them about you. And they always think that.
Woman?
Exactly. And then she says, can you come and see us? Oh, just need you to pray. I'm like, no. remember, I'm just in hiding. And yeah. I take those things like, no, that is for that the preachers.
To stand.
No, as long as you people are fine. Yeah, yes. Exactly. As long as you people are fine.
I'm happy. Yeah. God has done his work.
Yes. So then from then, God will take me to assignments, like pray for this, pray for that.
Yeah.
This one time, God is saying to me, like, I'll do the midnight prayers. And then he says to me, there's this thick layer that is of covering in the atmosphere. Mm-hmm. It is blocking the prayers of the saints. And also their answers are being blocked. And yeah. it is also affecting their hearts in terms of salvation. Mm-hmm. So break this layer. Okay, so I started praying. Like when I called on the name of Jesus, I could see it. Like I could, like there was this vibration in the spirit and something broke. Okay, so yeah. I was like, then I went to bed happy because I was like, I felt that something broke in the spirit. So I'm climbing my bed. As I'm climbing my bed, like immediately I'm being lifted up and I'm thinking, yeah. this is the rapture. What's happening? So I'm kind of like happy as I'm being lifted up. Mind you, I'm...
Happy? Oh, your spirit is at peace.
Yeah, I'm thinking it's rapture. Come on. I'm like, I'm going home, you know. I'm being lifted up. I'm being lifted up. When I'm in the clouds, like I come across this castle and then there's this prince. I'm like, but this is a prince. This is not the King of Kings. This Yay. Is not Jesus, you know. And he's carrying a saucer and a cup of coffee. And then I hear a voice saying, look at what he's drinking. Immediately when I looked into the cup, yeah. it was blood. Mm-hmm. And I said, what are you drinking? Immediately when we made eye contact with yeah. this prince, he just said, what are you trying to do? He turned into this dragon. And immediately when he turned into this dragon, it's only now I see that I was only lifted up by the spirit. My body is still there at home, sleeping. And all these forces of darkness, they're coming together to attack me. As they are coming together like that to attack me, I could hear my voice in the spirit, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus.
So they're coming to attack you because now you destroyed that layer. Yes,
because I just destroyed the layer. Yeah, because I just destroyed the layer.
So now they're coming to you, actually.
Exactly. Yeah. So they're coming exactly like that. And it is like the voice in the name of Jesus.
Of prince. Deception.
Deception. Exactly.
Yeah. Look like what it's not.
Yes. So as they were trying to approach my house like that, the prayer was so powerful because now I'm also looking. I'm not praying. I'm looking. But the only thing that I could hear is my voice.
Yeah.
Then immediately it was overpowered by that prayer and all the forces of darkness, they flew from the dragon.
You are seeing yourself now. Yes. Your body down there.
My body is still in my house.
In the bed.
So
on the
before
bed.
They could enter my house,
yes.
then that dragon changed into a human corpse now again. And then it fell down and then it had, worms? Yeah, it had worms.
Like so, maggots.
Yes, maggots. Okay. And then this angel come and pass, and then he's explaining to me. He said, this one was a devil worshipper, while he was here. And then when he passed away, then he went to be a prince. So basically, you destroyed this prince. So that is why it is saying. So from there, I think days went, and then I'm like, I've this experience,
this
mind
not
you, I'm not sharing with anyone because only such things maybe you hear in the Bible, like Daniel's prayer was delayed because of the Prince of Persia, and then the angel had to be released to defeat the Prince of Persia. And now I'm
so,
like,
but then she didn't have knowledge of this from scripture, but you've already experienced these things.
Yes.
Now when you're reading it, you're like,
Yeah, I'm like, I kind of knew like that the 21-day fasting for Daniel, was based on the delay.
Yes. Okay.
But then now I'm like, I've never had that a person, you know. Then, okay, days goes by, I'm still praying. And then immediately God wakes me up and says, the drinkers of blood, they are having a meeting about you right now. And when he says that, I could see it in the vision. And then he's saying to me, this is the code that they are going to use to attack you. Destroy this code. And I'm like, the code? What code? I didn't know that there's a code when they're attacking you. The only code I knew is that the 666 in the tribulation, you know? So I'm like, and then I woke up and then the God is like, destroy the code. They're coming to attack you. So in that prayer, I prayed and then I destroyed the code. I was like, okay, this code, like, I destroy it in the name of Jesus, you know. And then afterward, and then the Lord is like, okay, fine, you're fine. But then days when goes by, I'm like, nah, man. I need to be normal. Because whatever I'm seeing is like, it's like, nah, you know. You know, the Holy Spirit will wake me up saying, you will go and pray. I'll just literally stay in my bed for 2 hours. If it takes 2 hours for me to sleep again, I won't go to pray. The angels will come saying, you will go and pray. I'll be like, no, I'm not. And this one time, when they came to say, go and pray, I was like, you also gave me a free will. So I'm not going to.
So at this point, you are tired of living the spiritual life, the physical life.
So I'm sure you don't even feel it anymore. Like, how does it feel? Like, because the way you're saying it, it's like, it's something that everybody experiences, right? Like angelic visitation when the Holy Spirit just speaks to you. So at this point for you, like, is it normal now? Is it like normal procedure for you to get visitation?
But then the thing is, nobody is talking about it. And I can't share it with anyone because I want to look normal to people.
When but I will you are share, not, because at night you are praying it, for hours.
Exactly. When I'll share it with someone, they'll be like, what's happening with you? No. So I wouldn't share it, you know. So I went through that phase to like maybe for 2 years, 3 years, 4 years. And I'm still the child of God, but I'm like, I'm not praying those kind of prayers because the Holy Spirit would just lead me and then, you know, I'll see things and like, no. And then this one night, the Lord says to me, in fact, he shows me a place. There's a covering. And then immediately I saw this breaking in of these powerful demonic spirits that are attacking those people and they are screaming. Yeah. And then the Lord, that's where the name came. And then the Lord says to me, you are a watcher. Because you've stopped your prayers, look at what is happening to those people. And then even there, I was like, but Lord, you taught us to pray. If they can't pray, they should say the Lord's prayer. Mm. You gave the Lord's prayer.
Because you're like,
why me? Like, exactly. Can't they pray? Can't they pray?
Yeah.
I told them to call on the name of Jesus. Like, no. And he says, you are a watcher. But I'm like, no, you gave me a free will. You know,
so maybe before we pass there, right? You know, because somebody would say, okay, like, what's a watcher? You know, because we know the fivefold ministry, you know, the apostles, the teachers, the prophets, the evangelists.
That's the
so now God or the Holy Spirit, you know,
the Michael as well. They watch us,
but maybe for somebody who's watching and who doesn't understand what that assignment means. And maybe someone's going to be like, oh my goodness, that has been me all my life. You know, what does a watcher do? What does it entail? And who gave that title? Was it the Holy Spirit himself who explained that this is your assignment, this is what you carry?
Okay, basically, because at this time, I didn't know what a watcher is, but I hear the name. You are a watcher. But I think as I continue speaking, people make sense. So he's saying this. I'm not even like, oh yeah, I'm a watcher, but I'm like, no, you know. And then 2 days later, after he showed me that, the woman that I prayed for, whose child was healed and everything, she calls me. Now it's been 6 years. And she says, Sissy, you know what? Please pray for us. You know, 2 days ago, this is what happened. And it, not only did it happen to my child, it happened to the whole village.
Again.
Yes. Mm. Can you pray for us? And I'm like, but I told you to call on the name of Jesus. You know, and then you'll be fine and everything. And she's saying, no, it's not the same if you're doing than if you do it because there's something that you carry. And I'm like, and then she's saying, I could hear from you, Gutige, you don't want to pray for us. But listen to this. whatever gift that the Lord has given you, it is not for you to keep. Hey. It is for the people. So those
she's
words,
not taking no for it.
Exactly. Oh. But also but me, I'm also in that I want to be normal.
Yeah.
I'm not proud of that error that I didn't pray for her and everything. But I think after some time of trying to be normal and everything, my normal wasn't normal. There was nothing enjoyable about it.
Mm.
Okay. So I went back to the Lord in prayer. And I'm like, okay, Lord, just teach me. You know what? Just teach me. Because these things started, I didn't know how. Okay. So I went through that again and praying those prayers. And now I knew what was expected. So whenever I will meet battles or whatever, I didn't care. I was like, bring it on, devil. Like, I don't care, you know.
Sure.
And then it would just be one assignment after another. Pray about this, pray about that.
Yeah.
And then, okay, I just want to jump into why we're here today.
Yeah.
And also, like, to show how it started.
Okay.
So back in, I would say, 4 years ago, 2020, the Lord took me, and then he showed me I was at the river Euphrates, because I was like, where was I? Because there was two countries on both sides. And then I saw this angel that was drawing water, and at the same time it was taking measurements and saying it to the Lord that this is the measurement of this water. And then the Lord said, this is the great Euphrates River. It is drying up for the time, for the season, for the end.
Mm.
Then he said it again. It is drying up for the time, for the season, for the end. And then I could see part of the rivers that they were cracking up. And then immediately I saw this angel who was standing in the middle of the river now, not the one who's taking measurements and drawing out water. That one was carrying sort of a gold vase and was pouring something on top of that river. That is why you see, like, if you could research today what is happening with it. It's like, even then, it's difficult to say to people, yo, I was there when it first started to happen, you know? No. So, still.
When it starts, I hear you.
Exactly. So, okay, time went. Then last year, I want to zoom into last year. Last year, it's January, the first week of January. And then I'm praying to the Lord.
2024.
Yeah. Okay, I'm praying. And then in my prayers, then suddenly I see Jesus, you know. It's like I'm still in my prayer position.
Yeah.
And then he's saying to me, come, let me show you what I'm doing to the church right now. Immediately when he said that, I saw these five men that were standing in front, and he was praying for them, like the evangelist, the priest, and he was giving them anointings, and they were coming in fire, like, and all five of them, as in you know the fivefold ministries. But then at that church, there was this guy who was just sitting at the back, and Jesus went to him, and with him, he gave, you know, whatever gift that he gave each of these, he gave all of those to one person. And then he said to me, do you understand why? Do you understand who are these? And I'm like, no, I don't understand.
Yeah.
I said, these are Sunday school teachers. I said, they don't know what they carry, but I've given them everything that the fivefold ministry carry, because that is my favorite ministry, what they are doing. I said, because they are teaching the young children at a young age to be tender at my voice. And he says, even if they go astray when they grow up, but they'll always be tender at my voice, because these Sunday school teachers, they taught them. And after that, he's going away, and I'm crying like, you're not coming to me. Like, I'm still here praying. And then he comes to me. He says, what do you want? Before I could say what I want, then he started saying everything that I want. At that time, my business wasn't going well. So I was like, these payments, like holding up the contracts and everything. So so he just said everything without me telling him.
Yeah.
And then he says, your prayers have reached heaven. And then he says, come with me. And then we go, we entered this part of heaven where, like, I could see the doors that they were heavy. It's like these gold doors, they are heavy, but they just opened with ease. And then we enter into this room. There's this sort of a jewelry box, but it has a code. Only him can open it. Then when he opened this jewelry box, he took out, it was a heart, a heart. It was pumping. Yes, it's a heart. It's pumping. But as he's coming closer to me with a heart, I'm like, and then it's got a lock. It's locked. And I'm like, he placed it on my hands. Mm. And then I'm like, how does it work? Before you ask a question, he answers it's already, you.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm. And then he says, do you understand the heart? And I'm like, no. And he says, and then he shows me my Bible. And he says, your Bible, that's my heart. That is the heart of God. Do you know how you unlock it? Because it is locked right now. Yeah. By speaking the word. And he showed me during the day that I'll be busy with my chores and with whatever, but I won't be speaking the word of God. And he says that you need to speak it. When you speak it, you activate the word.
Yeah.
And then immediately there, he says, I should say scriptures. And I started saying, you know, the Lord shall supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory. Nothing is impossible with God. And I could see like the word was coming alive. It wasn't just the Bible that was sitting there. So he says our Bible, they just sit there and we take it like we know the word by heart, but we don't speak it. When we speak it, that's when we unlock the heart of God.
Amen.
And then after that, he said to me, come, let me show you the secrets of heaven. And then immediately when he says, come, let me show you the secrets of heaven, there's this ancient calendar that came. And then he said, this is the calendar that we work with here in heaven. And then with that calendar, it wasn't even written like in 1, 2, 3 or in Roman figures. Yeah. It was more of, it's a code. You see these ones, maybe it's a group of ones. There will be like 3, others are grouped together like 4, maybe it's 2 or 1.
Yeah.
And then he says, these ones, they mean a year, a month, a day, and an hour. And then the first one, he says, because he said the events that will happen on earth. When he says the events that will happen on earth, we're looking at earth like this.
Oh. You know?
And then immediately, the first day.
I need to breathe. So, yeah, like this entire episode, I'm just like, Lord, I need to, like, it's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
I need to cover, like, I do 4 hours to cover everything. So I need to, I need to cover. So we're looking at earth like this, as he's showing me the events that will happen on earth.
Mm.
Then he says to me, the first date that came up, actually, this is 2025, September 23 and 24, the day of the rapture. He says it's rapture. Exactly. That's the first date that came. He says it's rapture. We're looking at the earth like that. And when we're looking at
it. So this is last year.
This is last year, first week of January.
So Atula, until now. Wait, what?
Exactly.
I'm
telling you, people. He says, he says the date as in September. And we're looking.
Like we didn't hear the dates before. And yeah, the more it gets repeated and it's just scary.
Yeah,
exactly.
And why is nobody else coming up with any other date? Why is it these days? And why is it 2 days? Because that was our first question from Mr. Joshua. Because we're like, why 2 days?
Listen to me. I wrestle with the Lord about that. I see people wrestle with Mr. Joshua or even with me when I started sharing it. I'm like, I understand them because I wrestled with the Lord about it.
So you shared this before? You've had this encounter way before?
I had it before, but I couldn't share it. Because how do you know the dates of the rapture? No one knows the day or the hour.
Or the hour, yes.
Exactly. So for me to know that, like, you know, some of my experiences I'll share with my mom because she understands me. I won't share with other people. But that, I couldn't even share it with her. So as he's saying that, I'm looking at the earth and I'm saying to him, but why is it dark? That's the only thing I said. I said,
on the earth.
Yeah,
on
the earth was dark. Yeah. And I said, but why is it dark? Immediately when I said, why is it dark? It's like I zoomed into my room immediately. I saw myself kneeling down praying. It was so dark outside. It was this thick darkness that you can't see anything. And there were creatures that were hovering outside. And then there was this light that was within me. And then he says, because of the light that is inside of you, these creatures are afraid of the light.
Yeah.
Yes. And then he says, on this day, And then he says, everyone with that light won't be affected with these creatures. And then he shows me how those houses look like in the spirit with these creatures. They look like they have fire inside. Those houses, they look, because...
So I'm assuming these are Christians.
No. Yes, Christians that are praying.
Their homes have light. You can see the light from the top.
Yes.
That there's a difference in those.
But then he said to me that darkness will last for 3 days. He said it. That darkness will last for three days. Yes. It is the actual darkness. It's not like there's demons so your house. No. It's the actual darkness. It's the actual darkness. When he's saying 2025 September 2324 rapture, and then I'm asking, but why is the earth dark? Then he shows me that.
Immediately you went into that.
Exactly. I went into that.
What he meant.
He meant. And as this light, because I'm kneeling down, I'm praying, and then this light is inside of me. Then there's another light that came and connected with this one. When it connects with this one, immediately you're being transformed at that time. You're not there. You're just celebrating elsewhere. You've raptured. Because your light connects with the light. Yes.
That's it. That's the rapture.
Yes, that's the rapture. That's how it happens.
So you escape that whole...
Yes, it's like...
Darkness and commotion.
But when it started, you're there.
I think we mustn't miss it. Yeah. So you're basically describing how rapture will happen.
Rapture will happen. But at the same time, around that time, there will be 3 days of darkness because the Lord said the darkness will last 3 days.
So in that 3 days, that's when people are being raptured in each of those days.
Yes, around that time. That's why it's happening. So he's showing me that, and then he says to me, come, let me show you immediately what will happen after the rapture. So when he says, come, let me show you immediately what will happen after the rapture.
Yeah.
Yes. Then the earth, again, you see it as a ball, and it's bluish and greenish. Mm. And then immediately there's this huge stone. It's a comet. Like, then it's got spikes. It hit the side of the earth. It hit it so much so that... Like with that, I could see, you know, human soul. I could see it as lambs. Lambs were going out like poop, 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 poop,
yeah.
So fast.
My AI brain is seeing it.
Exactly. It was going out so fast. But when it hit, he explained to me that it won't hit the part of the earth where we at, you know, like us, South Africa. I didn't see us being hit, but... We were affected by the continents that were clashing on us because I saw the map like going like continents clashing like this. And it was creating, you know, the surface of the earth. It was wavery like this, you know. Immediately after that, it's like I see that, then he fast forward the calendar. He doesn't wait for me, you know. He just fast forward the calendar. And then after that, he says, there's a nation that is coming upon you. And he calls it... the Nephilims, I think it was the Nephilims, yes. He says it's the nation. And he says they are of their father, the devil. They are good deceivers. I said, but you call them aliens. They are coming back. And immediately when I want to say...
After the rapture.
Hey. This is after the rapture.
Right. Just when we think of all them.
This is after the rapture. This is after the rapture. So when he says they are coming back, I want to ask, they're coming back where? When were they here? Like, God.
It means they were there.
Yes. And then he says to me, they were here with the first generation of the humankind. And sin increased in those days and there was great destruction. I had to destroy that generation. Only 8 people made it out. He was speaking about the times of Noah. And he says, but now they are coming back. And then while I was like, then he fast forwards again. And then he says, the second coming of Jesus. Okay. And then he fast forward. And
the
then,
secrets of heaven.
Exactly. And then he says, and then he shows me now Jesus ruling on earth. And then there's this peace. And then after that, the calendar just fast forward. I'm like, are we reaching the end? And then he says, at the end, he says, this is the end of the millennium reign now. And then he says, come, to the room where we're going, you're going to see two seasons in one. Okay, we enter this room. When we enter this room, it's God sitting on the judgment seat. When he's sitting on the judgment seat, he's saying, let all the false prophets come out. Okay, these false prophets are coming out. It's a person chained with a demon that was controlling him. The demons are now physical. They're not just spiritual.
Yes.
They're just physical, these huge creatures. So everyone is coming.
So when
they
prophet...
Yes.
Lying, I guess, with that spirit. Yes, that's the spirit that's that they're the coming spirit. With. Okay.
Yes. Yo. So they're coming in front. This one, the first one that came, it's like even with me in the spirit, I could scan through them to see.
Oh.
This one just didn't know God at all. And oh. God passed judgment on him. Mm. You said things falsely in my name, you know. And then they were thrown in this, there was this sort of a lake of fire, river, like even a lake is like it's small.
Yeah.
What I saw, it's more than a lake. So they'll be thrown into the fire. But there's this one who followed after him. That one, I felt sorry for him because when I scanned through him, I could see that this one knew God.
Mm.
And he was even saying, you know how we'll say, Lord, have mercy on me?
Yes.
He was saying those words, Lord, have mercy on me. Remember how much I loved you. And he's also chained next to a demon.
Mm.
And immediately when I want to ask, when he said, Lord, have mercy on me, there was no mercy on me. I'm looking at God. Mercy is just not part of him on the judgment seat.
Mm.
And then he says to me, these ones twisted scriptures. They are the scripture twisters. Because this one even said, Lord, I never even prophesied. I was teaching on your word. I never even gave a prophecy. So immediately when he said they twisted the scriptures, I see this man in front of his congregation. And I see that he's being delivered. There's a word that is, while he's about to preach, the word, he's been given the word by the Holy Spirit. See the word he's been given. But then he says, I didn't sleep last night. I prepared for this. This is what I'm going to teach. And then the Lord is saying, I gave them the word for time and for seasons. And they didn't tell.
Thing.
Yes. They didn't tell my children. And they preached the scriptures to make their pockets big. When he said to make their pocket big, I see this preacher, he's full of money. He's like, he's in the pulpit, but you know. And then he says they were supposed to be servants, but they made themselves God over my people. And when I came, because they didn't teach them the scriptures about the time and seasons, when I came, they were not ready for me. That is where now I see the other season, because he said, you in this room, you see two seasons in one. So now I'm seeing the time
so
of rapture.
Pastor, did you know the pastor or?
No, I didn't know that pastor.
But it was a man.
He says, when I came, my children were not ready, and these are my children. I love them. When he says my children were not ready, you could hear the sadness inside his voice. He was so sad. And he said, look how many they who went through tribulation phase. When he says, look how many, you know, I could see like Christians being separated, the others who went for rapture, the others who were left.
Yeah.
And then immediately it was like congregations after congregations flying inside of me. In my eyes. And then he says, with this congregation, only these two were left. With this congregation, it's like I could count the number to say, okay, only these 10 were left. Immediately after, the number started to be huge. Like, it would be a congregation
of
that
the people were
left. And I'm like, God, is this still one congregation or are we? He said, no, it's still one congregation. And after that congregation is finished, he will say, only three out of that congregation made it out because they followed the leading of the Holy Spirit. And then another congregation will enter. It's more like they're entering a new phase, like they're entering tribulation. And then he say, only three because they followed the leading of the Holy Spirit. Okay, I want to fast forward to the following week because after that, I was like, it was so heavy for me to share it, everything that I've seen. And then after that, the following week, because I was like, how are these things going to be? After that, the following week, he takes me through the whole tribulation phase now. It's like I was
the 7 years after rapture.
Yes, he was taking me through it because I was like, how is this? Okay, firstly, where I was sitting, I'm sitting, and then all of a sudden, there comes this UFO where I'm sitting, like, I couldn't see the sky. That's how huge that mothership was. Mm-hmm. And then immediately an alien came out, like the gray ones. And then when they came out, it's like they could speak with you and calm you down without them speaking. And they had this peace. And they said, we come in peace. And it makes you even calm. And then I saw the government, the president, they were waiting for them already because they were celebrating and everything. And after that, the Lord showed me that the technology will be so advanced in those days, because I remember that I couldn't see the sky. There was this dome of layer of technology that was covering the surface of the earth. It was a network that is off. And at that time, the LCD screens, they were not there. If you want to watch something, it would just pop up. Because I remember where I was sitting, I was like, oh, I want to watch the next episode of this. And then it just popped up. And I was like, without a remote, and just by me thinking it.
That's how advanced.
That's how advanced it was. And I saw people, like, they were one with these aliens, you know. They were just one. You couldn't, you know. And then the Lord said to me, come and see the deception. And then when he said, come and see the deception, I saw that in this room, they will take these ladies, they'll promise them everything, and women were giving themselves freely to these giants, and one was saying, only if you could give me a son. And I was like, no, that is not allowed. Immediately when I said that, it's like, you know, it's like I saw the hunting down of Christians.
Because immediately you know it shouldn't be like that. Don't fall in the trap.
Exactly. After that, I saw that these demons were possessing people, like, physically. You'll see a demon entering a person, and a person will jump maybe from the bridge. They will hurt themselves. They'll do anything to kill themselves. And from there, I know that I'm rushing through it, but yeah. And then from there, I saw this kind. This kind was so violent. Their teeth were so scary. And they had a tail. Their tail, like at the end of a tail, it was a snake, you know. And they were so violent, like they could shred a person within 5 minutes. Mm. They were eating nothing but flesh. And I was like, but then these ones, they said they came in peace. Why aren't they helping the humans? They were not helping at all. The only thing that they were interested in was to reproduce. Okay, immediately after, the Lord said, come, let me show you where they've passed. And everything was dead. The trees, there was nothing green. Everything, even the soil was dead. Black. And immediately I heard the voice, after that time passed, I heard the voice saying, come out from your hiding. The King of Kings is here. Because I was living through rapture, I saw myself together with thousands and thousands of Christians. We were coming out. And then, like, we were so unrecognizable. We were so skinny, you know. And then, but immediately when his voice came, when he says, come out from hiding, it came with light. Light that was affecting even our skins. We were being changed immediately. Even our clothing, that is the second coming of Christ. Okay. Even our clothing were being changed. We were just celebrating. Everyone was celebrating. So that was the end of that one. So I'm like, God, what are you showing me? Okay, fine. Okay, months goes by. It's hard to share. Even if when I'll share my visions, I'll share just a portion of it. Months goes by. This time I'm not sleeping. It's not a vision. I'm just in my room. The voice of the Lord is so loud within me. The first thing that he says, 20 to 25, September 23, 24, rapture. And I'm saying, no, 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 no. And he says, didn't I say that I'll show you new things? Didn't I say that I'll reveal new things to you that you didn't know? I said, yeah, you said that, but you also told us to test the spirit. So no one knows the day or the hour. I'm testing the spirit.
So you're like, hey.
Yeah, I'm like.
Lord, please.
You know, no. Yeah. Sure. No. I'm testing the spirit.
As well. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what you say. And then he says, yeah, I said that. And I'm like, And why are you telling me 2 days? You said rapture will happen like
in a twinkling
of an eye. Now you're giving me 2 days as if you'll be fetching us one by one or by a bus. No, it can't be. Can't be 2 days. And he says, no, it's still within a twinkling of an eye. Mm. It's an event. And I'm giving you 2 days because no one knows the day or the hour. You know, I went out of my room because it was like I could crawl off my skin. I went out of my room saying, no, 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 no. Like, I just distracted myself.
Yes.
You know? Okay, I'll fast forward to June this year. June this year, I see rapture happening again. You know? And then I see every country, you see people being pulled like, this is Jesus coming. And I'm also being awakened in the spirit. I'm like, oh, Jesus is here. Then immediately I wake up. I'm like, oh, I had another rapture dream. Immediately when I'm trying to doze off, it's like Jesus now is here in my room now. And he's saying to me, I'm here to wash your feet. And he's got a towel here. Immediately when he says that, I'm like, Jesus. Mm. And then he says to me, please count how many months are left of the year. Mm. I knew that 6 months was left. I started counting.
I
started counting 1, 2, 3. I'm trying to push for 4. We know our numbers, Lord. Can I count now? Can I continue counting? And he's saying, no.
You can't cry.
Because
I know.
You won't be. You know. You won't be. So I just want to... I'm sorry. But this is not to cause anxiety. I just want...
It is doing exactly that.
I just want to cut with... I'm sorry. I just want to cut with this message that as in the days of Noah, when something bad was about to happen, the Lord will always tell the people and also give an escape strategy. And with this one, he told me, he took me exactly to the Garden of Gethsemane. He said, as it was in the Garden of Gethsemane, when I said, watch and pray. So that you do not fall into temptations.
Yeah.
The days that are left are the days for you to watch and pray. And when he says, couldn't you stay with me for an hour? So push in that prayer moment that you spend more time with the Lord. We have our busy days. Maybe you'll find the time maybe in the evening, maybe around 2.
Make time.
Whatever time, you know. And then he's also said to me, then to tell his children that will be left on the rapture, that he loves them so much and he will come back for them soon. And he told me that there will be a great revival. More people and more of religion will give themselves to Christianity because they'll see that Jesus Christ is the true Lord. And then he said that to the people that still don't want to repent. He said that I should tell them that hell was never created for them. It was created for the devil and for his demons.
And that's what scripture says.
They need to repent. So I come with those messages to say, it is time to prepare. And the Lord has given us the strategy. He said, as in the days of Gethsemane. And the scriptures that I want to leave the people with, especially those who want to know what will happen after rapture, they can read Revelations 8 and 9. It explains everything that will happen. And if you want to know the time, the exact time that we're in right now, you can read Joel from verse 8 to verse 32 because it speaks about that at that time before the coming of the Lord, the Lord poured out his spirit. And then they dreamt, they prophesied. That is why you see all these visions popping up so fast right now. He says that after they've prophesied, as you've seen the visions popping up everywhere, and he says that in those days, the sun will be turned dark and the moon will be bloody. And that is all will be happening in September. And he says, whoever will call on the name of the Lord will be redeemed. As I shared with you that during the time of rapture, there was darkness. But those who call upon the name of the Lord, they were saved. And he says that the remnant, the few, the Lord called them. Meaning is the rapture. So exactly in Joel. So you're seeing them prophesying and seeing visions and everything. It is exactly there.
You don't see anything happening after the
25th of September.
The Lord told me that I won't be here.
So are you not planning anything at all for after September? You are 100% convicted that it's going to be the end of the world. Rapture.
Okay, I'll tell you the truth right now. Like, I'm a mother. I have my kids. They're studying for exams and everything. Mm. I haven't told them that they shouldn't stop studying. Mm. Because Jesus never said that, let's say maybe right now you're preparing for marriage or anything or whatever that you're doing. He never said that stop you living. Should stop. Mm. He said others were at the field. Field is where you're at. Right now you're working. Mm. And one will be taken, one will be left behind. He didn't say that he will find us maybe sitting together at the church somewhere. And just saying we're waiting for the rapture. So right now you need to you can plan your life as if, oh, I still have 10 years to live or 20 years. Yeah. But live each and every minute, every second of your life as if Jesus Christ is coming back now.
Yeah.
But plan as you want, but live as Jesus Christ is coming back now.
But you are 100% convicted that rapture is going to happen between the 24th and the 25th of September.
23rd and 24th. Because I was convicted like that. And another thing I must say, I didn't watch
the episode
Brother Josh until 2 weeks ago. In fact, my friend told me about it because at that time I haven't been on TikTok. And he says that there's someone who came and said there's rapture in September. And I'm like, because I've been fighting with the Lord about it.
Yes.
And I'm like, no, anyone who tells you the date, no, I don't even want to hear it. Mm. I just said, I don't even want to hear it. And then the Lord came and dealt with me. He says, in the days when I was about to be born, I showed the wise men where I'll be born and exactly where. But it was hidden to those that were waiting for the Messiah. Okay. And even till this day, they're still waiting for the Messiah. And he says, wouldn't I choose the wise that will tell? I also chose you, but you're busy blocking it. And even the guy that they told you about, the brother, you haven't even washed it. And when I went back, for him to say exactly the days that I was fighting the Lord with.
How did that feel? I wanted to ask the exact same question by someone else.
I was bursting within myself.
Yeah.
So I understand how people are feeling when they say, no, it can't be, because that's been me. The Lord told me, but I wasn't fighting with Brother Josh. I was fighting with the Lord himself and saying, no. So 3 times he had to show me, from the time he was showing me the calendar, from the time he spoke in my room, and from the time he came and said I should count the months, how many months are left. It was 3 times. So I was fighting him.
Okay.
And for him to say those dates for me, and then after that I was like, Lord, what is it? He said, because you also have an assignment. That is why you've been fought like this from the childhood, because you know, the kingdom of darkness, they know what you carry.
And I mean, were you led to come and share it here on the channel? You know, because what was the assignment, you know, for sharing this now? I think we had asked this earlier.
Yeah.
You know, just because even with that, I think you have to have a discernment spirit to say, where do I need to share it? Because this message obviously has to get out there, right?
Yes.
How did you choose to come and share it here?
Because the Lord showed me that this is the stage and the platform. And besides, you know, our God is the God of spirits.
Yeah.
He allowed me the time when I was blocking him and everything. You know, if you wanted me to share it there and then, it was going to happen like with Jonah, that he was being swallowed by a fish and taking it was going to happen like that. But with me, it happened like this, because he showed me that it was Joshua supposed to announce it to the world. He's coming. He was born for that. I had to come and then prepare the people and to tell them that it is not to instill fear. When he was telling the people, even in Egypt, to say the angel of darkness will be passing, put the blood of the lamb on their doorpost. It wasn't to instill fear, but it was to prepare them that this is what is going to happen. So do like this so that you'll be saved. So basically, this is what is happening.
I hear you. And I think part of what I'm hearing you say is part of your assignment really is yes, the planning and almost a strategy around Rapture. I know that that exactly. sounds weird, but like the planning phase and also to calm the storm. Yes. Because within this, and I always make an example with Rapture Nyeti, think about it this way. If somebody says to you, you're going to die next week, do you understand the amount of anxiety yeah, exactly, that's causing, yeah. or yes. you are going to, or you are not going to be here anymore? So mm-hmm. it's like that for people, you know. So we need to really just calm the storm within them.
Exactly.
Because we have mothers that are pregnant.
Exactly.
We have people who are getting married, we have people who are graduating, we have, I mean, there's so much happening in life, right? And exactly. people are having anxiety, and we can't now question their relationship with God because exactly. now they're having anxiety, right? Exactly. Imagine you having all these visitations and you were exactly. still like wrestling with the
I
idea.
I also had that anxiety. That is why I'm saying I'm coming here as like, why can't you listen to God?
Yeah.
I'm number one.
I'm honestly going to... Exactly. I was one of those people, or I am one of those people that has been having a lot of anxiety. And really, on this platform, we really try and be obedient to God's voice and to be led on who should come to the show and then who should speak and everything. So we have no control over what the guests are going to say. So we are just no like judgment. The audience. Exactly. Yeah. We are like receiving you. It. Yes. We are.
We're not in a position or a place to judge anyone. Everyone is allowed to share their story.
I want us to pray.
Yes.
For those people who are feeling very anxious.
Exactly.
I want to say confused. You know, any sort of feeling, and I want us to pray around the fact that whether you believe in the rapture happening in September or whatever, exactly. but for us to always
be ready. Yes.
Mm. Right? To yes. always watch and pray.
Exactly, watch and pray.
Whether it's tomorrow, it's September, it's exactly. October, it's November, watch exactly. and pray. Just without fear, because God is not giving us the spirit of fear. So can we pray against that spirit so that we do not miss God in this time exactly. because we are so anxious and scared. Exactly. So if you could just do that, because I just feel like you know what? Your timing is impeccable.
Yeah, because some people were saying, please send twins, make sure that you have all of these guests that are prophesying September to come back after September to come and tell us, Uguti, why did Rapture not happen as they said? And if that time is there, we will definitely do that.
If Asiko, exactly. we are caught up with him.
Exactly.
So if you could pray for you know, for that anxiety as we close, because if there's one thing I believe, God is not a God of confusion.
Exactly.
He's not a man that he should lie.
True.
And we just don't want to leave people stranded, frustrated, stressed, exactly. crying. But I will, yeah.
You know, the Holy Spirit is just here.
Yes.
Because what you're saying is what the Lord showed me. But then I was like, maybe it won't happen because of time. Wow. And basically, the Lord showed me and he said, the people, they take salvation like it's a difficult thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then he took me, when Jesus Christ was being crucified, there was this robbery or a thief that was crucified next to him. And he said, Lord, be with me in your paradise.
Wow.
And he said, show me. Surely today I will Oof. Be with you. And he said, he said one sentence, but he said it with a repentant heart.
Yay.
Yes. So that's what he said to me, that we complicate salvation.
Mm.
Is to recognize him as his Lord and our Savior. That, you know what? I can't do this without you.
Mm.
Be with me in your paradise. And then the Holy Spirit will come and lead you into prayer. And then you cry for your mercy.
Amen.
But that, Lord, be with me in your paradise. Recognize him as his Lord and Savior.
Mm.
He said that was salvation. And then he showed me even with the prostitute Rahab.
Yeah.
He saw that the people of Israel were coming to Jericho. He recognized their God and said, you know what? Their God is God in heaven and on earth. Who are we against these people who are coming here with their God? He saw, the Lord saw her heart and said, this one surely I need to save. Sure. So we Amen. Need to repent within ourselves even before we pray.
Yes.
So, yes. So let us pray.
Yeah.
Okay. Dear Heavenly Jesus. Father, we come before you, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Jesus,
the name that is above every other name, that in the name of Jesus every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that you are the Lord and that you are the King of Kings. I come before you, Lord, with not only myself, with nations, Kulungulo Namandla, with people, with your children, Kulungulo Namandla, even with those that are lost, Lord. Because when at Jehovah, you love us all. You give your light to both the wicked and both the righteous. That's how much you love your people. Sure. Even as we come before you, Lord, we pray for your mercy. We pray for your mercy. You said that you looked for a man and there was no one to stand in the gap. And here we are, Lord, standing in the gap, interceding for your people and praying for mercy, Nkulunkulu Namandla. And I pray that you remove the veil of darkness in their hearts. Let their hearts be opened. Let it be sensitive to your word. And I pray above all, Lord, that you remove the spirit of fear. For you did not give us a spirit of fear, but you gave us the spirit of love, of joy, and of a sound mind. Let the joy of the Lord be our strength. Let the joy of the Lord be our strength. Because we knew about these times even before we were born. Even our grandmothers told us that Jesus Christ will be coming back. And now that, Lord, you've revealed that any time, Lord, any minute, within a split of a second, you're coming back to fetch your people. Jesus. I pray in Kulungulo Namandla that you help us, that we do not fall into temptation, that we do not fall into anything, any trick of the enemy, in the name of Jesus. Cleanse us with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I pray that you send us your Holy Spirit to guide us. Remember, oh Lord, your promise. You said that in the last days, you'll pour out your Holy Spirit on all flesh.
Jesus.
You said that there will be no need for a young one to be taught by an old one. Even the old one won't need to teach the young one, because your Holy Spirit will be teaching them. Let them dream dreams. Let them have visions. Let it be confirmed by your visions and by your word. Yes, because Lord, you love us all. You didn't create hell for us. You created it for the devil and for his demons. In the name of Jesus, we want to thank you, Lord, for this moment. We want to thank you that millions and millions of people are going to return to you. And Kulungulo Namandla, thank you for the great harvest, because you said it, that in the last days there will be the great harvest, and the first will be last and the last will be first. And I thank you, Kulungulo Namandla. Let your word be fulfilled. You said greater things than this shall we do. And your ministry, Lord Jesus, while you were here on earth, it lasted 3 years. We might have 3 weeks. Let whatever that you harvested during those 3 years, let it all be harvested in those 3 weeks, Lord. Let it be a great soul harvest throughout the world. Let them come into the light and call you King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for such a time as this. And thank you that you are the soon coming King, and very soon we'll meet you in the clouds. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah!
Jesus. Oh, my God.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Yo. I don't know how to explain this feeling, but you know, as the Bible says, do not be anxious about anything, but through prayer and supplication, bring your request unto the Lord. And I feel like that's what we have done in this episode. So thank you so much, Mamhlengiwe. Thank you for your time, for your obedience, for your heart.
Thank you.
It was really a pleasure meeting you. She has such a beautiful spirit about her.
She does.
I love it.
Just coming.
The feeling. It's like, this episode was hard because of just... the presence of God. But we give God all the glory. We look forward to hearing from you in the comment section below. Send us an email. We cannot wait to hear what you have to say. Remember to subscribe, like, share. The Lord loves you. We love you. And let's continue to spread the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ. Until next time, for myself, Innocent.
Can I say just one thing?
Yes.
Before, the Lord told me to tell people to download this message. and share it with their loved ones, because there's coming a time when such messages will be removed from the internet. So you need to download it, so that even those that will be left behind after the rapture, they will know what scriptures to read. Ooh. They will know exactly what will happen. So they need to download it. They need to share it. And it is not to instill fear. It is about preparation and getting into the ark, just like it was in the days of Noah. He said it, that I should calm the storm, that it is not about fear. Wow. You shouldn't fear to be with your maker. You shouldn't fear to go on a 7-year-old vacation that is not paid, all expenses paid, and you experience it. You know, it should be light, you know.
You are so ready. Let's go.
From myself, Millicent. Hey, myself, okay, Millicent. And of course, Umam Hlengiwe, thank you so much. It is hot. Bye for now. Are you okay?
Okay.
Bye. I've been through the most.